They're very formal and quite strict. When I was 16, we went on an exchange trip to the States for a month. We went to a high school in Massachusetts, and it was interesting. In fact, it was quite an eye-opener. It was quite amazing for me, really, as there were signs all around saying things like, no guns and no drugs, and it was quite violent. Also, I noticed that the students didn't have any respect for the teachers and would just shout at them. And coming from a strict school, that was quite a shock. They would shout back at the teachers, call them names, and hurl abuse at them, and they rarely listened to anything the teacher said. They weren't very interested in learning. So, at the age of 16, we took O-level exams, and then some people left after that. That was one option. Or we could go on to a technical college, or tech, and maybe study some kind of vocational subject like nursing, or some kind of technical or computer studies. Or we could stay on for another 2 years, as I did, and take A-levels, which are advanced level exams. I took A-levels in English literature, Russian, and Spanish, which in retrospect wasn't a very good idea, because I had to read so many books. I had to sit and read Tolstoy, Dickens, and Cervantes. At the age of about 18, in August, everybody in my year was waiting for their A-level results to see if they got high enough grades to go on to university. We had to apply for 5 universities, which we put on a list, with the best one at the top. If you want to go to Oxford or Cambridge, of course, you have to put that as number 1, and then it goes down. So, Oxford and Cambridge would have to be first, and then maybe Bristol, Manchester, Leeds and the rest. The Scottish universities are very good. The universities require a certain grade. A to C are passes, A is the best, followed by B, then C. Usually they ask for 3 Cs or above. I passed, fortunately, and I went to Leeds University, which was my first choice because it had a very good Russian department, and I studied Russian and Spanish. University usually lasts for 3 or 4 years. We were lucky, as when I was at university, we were given a grant, or a lump sum of money to live on, and we didn't have to pay it back. The amount you got was graded according to your parents' income. So, if your parents didn't have very much money, you got a full grant, which was not a lot of money, but you could live on it. So you could pay your rent, get food, and go out quite a lot, as well as buy your books. Going to live in Leeds in the north was better, because things were much cheaper than, say, if I had been in London, where I imagine it's very difficult for a student to survive, especially these days. At university, it's quite different from being at school, because you have to rely on your own motivation. I know a lot of people who just didn't go to any of their classes, because they weren't compulsory. It was 3 years of enjoying yourself, basically, studying what you wanted to study, being away from home for the first time, and having some money, and being able to go out to parties and concerts. For the first year, I lived in a hall of residence, which was a bit like being in a boarding school. There were lots of 18-year-olds away from home for the first time, and of course they couldn't cook, and they weren't used to doing their own washing or looking after themselves. It kind of eased you into living on your own. So this was good, because we had to learn to look after ourselves, cooking and cleaning, and at the same time finding time to study for our finals. Final exams at university were based on the whole 3 years' studies, so there was a lot to learn, and it was quite stressful in July when exam time came round. Some people think that this is not a good idea, and that maybe it would be better if there was some sort of system of continuous assessment. Because there are a lot of people who do very well all year and work very hard, but when it comes to doing exams, they just go crazy with stress and can't remember anything when it comes to the 3-hour exam you have to do. So, I would be more in favour of that, because I don't think 3 hours can fairly represent however much you have learnt in 3 years.
Chapter 2.
My dad is quite old. He's 81. My mum's about 15 years younger. I have 2 brothers. Nigel, who is 7 years older than me, is a computer programmer.